No, it's healed.
No, from your heel, then what?
Oh, it's leg.
Right leg. At the end of your...
Oh, it's leg.
Right leg. At the end of your leg is your... At the end of your leg. Where's your heel? It's in your what? When you stand on, walking.
On your foot.
Alright. And we're both on is what?
Feet.
I stumble over a box in the dark and bruise my... The front of your leg, right on the top of the front of your leg.
Your chin?
The back part of thighs, especially midway between knee and buttock, is called what? You're squatting down on your, what do you call that? You hunker down, you say. You're squatting down on your what?
On the calf of your leg.
Yeah, you're squatting down. What do you call that? You don't know another name for it? Someone's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but still looks a bit...
Thank you.
How would you say he felt?
Kind of weak.
Anything else? Mm-hmm. Any other expressions you think of?
Look a little sickly.
Yeah, what else?
Poor.
Yeah. What about puny? You know,
yeah, puny and sickly. Look.
He is big and what's not worth a stout?
Strong.
Some person who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, you say he's mighty...
Happy.
Alright, what else? He's easy to get along with, you say he's what?
He's pleasant, likable.
Alright. Somebody like a teenager who's all arms and legs and always stumbling over his feet, you say he's mighty what?
Clumsy.
What else? Okay, a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he is a plain... What?
Crazy.
Oh, I thought another word for crazy.
Foolish.
No, I thought it's just plain, leave the ish off.
Just foolish.
Okay. A person who has plenty of money and hangs on to it is a what? What would you call a person like that?
It's danger.
No, I thought that's what you call it.
I mean, let's call them selfish and stingy.
Mm-hmm.
And talk raw.
Mm-hmm. When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean? Like you said, that girl is very common. What would you mean?
I mean, she was just plain.
An old person, say about 80, who does his farm work, his farm work, and doesn't get tired, you say, I don't care how old he is, he's mighty what? If he's able to do all of his work and everything, you'd say he's what? He's mighty what? What would you say if your grandmother so far was 80 years old, which she might be, and she still did all the work, you'd say, she's what? Mighty what? It's a term that you might use, though.
She was lively.
And can you think of any other term you might use?
Lively or peppy or something.
The children are out later than usual. You say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little, what?
Worried, uneasy.